Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work in Ventura County. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. Brainstorm and ask smart questions of sharp guests and get intelligent answers. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is uncertain times. Each of my guests will explain uncertain times and how they impact their area of expertise. My first guest is a currency trader in New York. The U.S. dollar is gaining strength because of events that are unfolding in Greece. We'll analyze the currency flows around the world and speculate on what this might mean for the U.S. dollar and for world currencies. My second guest is editorial director at Gallup Press, part of Gallup Research. He looked at the difficult problems of managing in times of uncertainty. We'll examine his findings from his book, A Decade of Change. My third guest is an investment advisor with over 20 years' experience. His investment style is value-oriented and it's contrarian. His mutual fund, Encompass, is the number two ranked mutual fund by Morningstar overall among the mutual funds that Morningstar ranks. We'll ask him where the value is in today's uncertain market. And if you have any questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Joel Barshoff is the president and founder of IMAX. The company began back in 1989 based on the principle that smaller and mid-sized companies deserve the same foreign exchange advantages traditionally enjoyed by the world's largest firms and financial institutions. Joel began his career with Commerzbank HG from Germany. He moved around to several different companies, including a division of Goldman Sachs. His reputation as one of the foremost authorities in the field of foreign exchange led him to progressively higher executive positions within the companies that he worked for. Joel co-authored the Cross-Rate Currency Figures contract for the Minneapolis Twin Cities Board of Trade, which was approved by the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission. He's also written numerous articles and papers on the subject of foreign exchange. Joel received his MBA from Bernard M. Bach College, which is the City University of New York City, and joining us from New York City. Hi, Joel. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing terrific. Thanks for coming on the show. I always love to have you back as a recurring guest whenever there are issues of currency that we need to talk about. And certainly that is where I want to start today. But for my listeners who might just be tuning in and hearing you for the first time, let's set the stage, shall we, for the listeners. Currency trading today is a $3.9 billion per day industry. Foreign currency exchange drives the global economy. It allows businesses to operate internationally, but the market is completely unregulated. Trading currencies is a 24-hour-per-day industry. Banks that trade in currency derive 25% of their annual profits from currency exchange. So what can currency exchange trading, Joel, tell us about the investors' perceptions of what's going on in Greece right now?
Okay, I just want to just reference one number you had said. It's a $3.9 trillion.
Trillion with a T. My mistake.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. $3.9 billion is still a lot, but the trillion makes it a little more scary.
Oh, it's frightening. It is absolutely frightening. That is a number that I can't even conceive of. So it's $3.9 trillion per day, and it's unregulated.
Correct. And what happens is a huge percentage of that $3.9 trillion is speculation and hedge funds and companies moving, speculators moving money back and forth with the push of a button. So while you might have a very, very good understanding and feeling of what the market is doing and why it's doing it, you can be whipsawed very, very easily by the flavor of the day or the headline of the day, basically, that is determining the direction of what's going to happen, you know, in the world's market. You brought up Greece.
Yes.
Greece is right now, as probably many of your listeners might know, they are going through a three-day meetings in their parliament. They started yesterday, and they'll vote tomorrow whether to accept the austerity measures and the budget cuts. So the ECB and the IMF will release an additional tranche of like another 12 billion euros to pay a lot of their expenses and their funds. But, everyone is concerned that Greece is on the verge of default, and with Greece, that will impact on the euro. And if that happens, then the euro comes under a lot more severe pressure. I mean, a few weeks back, we were sitting at a 149 price, and then we dropped to a 140 price. Right now, we're sitting in a 143.50 level, and the market is waiting to see what the parliament votes tomorrow. If they vote for the austerity measures, even though as we are speaking, there are strikes going on in the streets.
Riots, too.
Riots, exactly. Strikes. You know, I was being nice, trying not to scare people away from Greece. But there are riots going on and strikes going on that obviously puts pressure, you know, on the euro. And this, they're trying to make sure that the lawmakers in the parliament vote against the austerity measures. If that happens, then we are looking for a big drop in the euro.
All right. Well, let's talk about it, because you gave a lot of good information in that answer, Joel. And I want to just set the stage again for my listeners. You said before this all started with Greece, you were at a 148 handle on the dollar to the euro. That was the exchange rate. Then it dropped to about 140. So that drop means what to people that are listening? It goes from 148 to 140. Is the dollar getting stronger or is the dollar getting weaker? And
well,
what does it mean?
And I want to go back to something else, but 148, it meant a stronger euro, weaker dollar. 140 is a stronger dollar, weaker euro.
Okay, so it was reflecting the people's concern about Europe and the debt crisis going on in Greece, and that's when the euro dropped.
Right, Bill. This is a major concern that not only affects imports, it affects exports, it affects stock markets. So while we're sitting here in the United States, what's happening over there in Greece, and, you know, it's not just Greece. The problem is also in a number of other European countries, which will, you know, it's funny, if they solve this problem, and I don't really say solve the problem, all they're going to do is put a Band-Aid on it and kicking it down the road, because they are not solving this issue. Their expenses, their costs, their debt is not going away. One thing leads to another. Their debt is held by a tremendous amount of European banks. And last year, and I'm jumping around, but so please forgive me, last year they did a European bank stress test. And what they did is they allowed the banks not to count as part of their debt this sovereign debt that they've been sitting on their books. And so many of the banks showed very, very good numbers, and because of that, the euro got stronger because it took a lot of the concerns away about default. However, the reality is now they have to do another European bank stress test, which basically says that you must include the sovereign debt that is sitting on your books, and in which case that will change the financial stability of these European banks, which will create a lot more concern in the stock markets and the world markets as well, and that will impact on the recovery of the world economy too.
With no doubt about that. My guest is Joel Boshoff. He is the CEO, president of IMEX, a currency trading company. And now, Joel, let's talk about the relationship between not only the euro to the U.S. dollar, because we saw the U.S. dollar get stronger simply because the euro was getting weaker. People were
Correct.
Concerned over there. But here's a lesser-known relationship with a company that stayed outside of the eurozone, and that is Switzerland. The euro-Swiss franc relationship is probably more indicative of what investor sentiment is right now. So what's going on with the euro and the Swiss franc? What message is that telling us, the way that investors feel about what's going on in Europe?
Well, what's happening right now with Switzerland actually, the Swiss franc today actually hit new highs against the euro and is continually get stronger against all of the other major trading currencies. The feeling is that Switzerland is an island unto itself. They don't have the exposure to the debt that the rest of the world has, including U.S. banks, including, you know, Asian banks and everybody else. So their exposure is limited as opposed to everybody else. They have good trade numbers, and there is a strong consumer demand. You go back to the basic economics 101 of supply and demand, and they say, well, gee, you know, everything is falling apart. And even if the euro is getting weaker, we don't want to get into the dollar because tomorrow the headlines will show all the weak economic recovery that the U.S. economy is having. So we don't want to be in the United States. So where can we put our money? If you put it in Japan in Japanese yen, but then there's a concern with regards to their budget deficit. They have a very huge domestic budget deficit. But Switzerland, like I said, is an island unto himself. They don't have the debt. They don't have the exposure. And they've always been not the equivalent of gold, but when people want to go to safe haven currencies or assets, they look at the Swiss franc and they look at gold. And that is what the Swiss franc is enjoying right now.
All right. So they're getting some benefit from the Greek contagion that's going on over the Greek debt crisis.
No doubt about that.
Let me ask you a question, and it's going to be speculative on your part, because it is quite probable that Greece will pass these austerity measures. They think they have a majority in their parliament to do it. But mm-hmm. my question is a speculative one. What happens to the currency markets tomorrow if Greeks vote down the austerity measures?
Okay. There is no question in my mind, if they vote down these measures, that we are going to be looking at closer to, one, like I said, it's 143.5 right now. We're going to be looking at 140. We're going to be pressing 140. There'll be some resistance or support at 140, excuse me, for the euro, but I think it can break that as well. You know, this is, like I say, a temporary stopgap, as far as I'm concerned. So even if they pass it, the euro will get stronger.
All right.
Then news in the future will come out that this is they'll pass these measures, and I think it's $12 billion of a loan tranche that will be released to them from the ECB and the IMF. In the meantime, somewhere in the future, they have close to 380 billion euros, over $500 billion, that have to be restructured. That's just Greece, Bill. That has nothing to do with Spain and Italy, you know, and Portugal. So the contagion is there. It's not going away. So longer term, and I don't know, you know, the timing, and I don't know the rhetoric that'll come out of the political leaders as well as the bankers, because nobody wants a collapse. It doesn't bode well for anybody for a collapse in the euro. But the fact of the matter is, all of these issues are not going away. If they pass this thing tomorrow, it'll be a temporary relief as far as I'm concerned. But if they don't pass it, it's going down.
All right. My guest is Joel Borshoff. He's the CEO of IMEX, a currency trading organization. So, Joel, let's bring it back home for American listeners, if you will, please, because sure. we are facing somewhat of a similar situation. Right now, mm-hmm. Republicans in Congress are threatening to hold up the budget unless substantial substantial spending cuts are made in the budget. They're not going to raise the debt ceiling here. So there is also the specter in the United States that the U.S. could default on some of its obligations. What happens in the United States to currency markets and possibly to the other markets as well if the United States chooses not to raise the debt ceiling and eventually defaults on its obligations?
That will be a major psychological blow, financial blow, and reputation blow to the United States. If we don't pass that you know, raising the debt ceiling, while the rest of the world doesn't put us in the category of, let's say, Greek and the other European countries, the reality of the situation is if we technically default, then it's like letting the cat out of the bag. Can you get the cat back in? Even though they'll say, well, they know they have the money and this is a political issue, it doesn't make a difference. The fact is, this would be the first time this would ever, I believe, happen, and under those circumstances, the dollar will take a major, major hit. And even when they finally do pass it, because they see the damage to the stock market and they see the damage to the bond market. Don't forget, our interest rates are low because we are able to invite and attract foreign capital, whether it's from Asia or whether it's from Europe or any place else. They come to put out their money in, not for the yield, because we have very low yield, but for the safety. If they cannot be comfortable that they will get their money back, then we will not be able to receive that type of investment capital. Interest rates will much go much, much higher, because then we have to raise it domestically. And the only way we're going to be able to raise it domestically is to raise interest rates to make it much more and more attractive. And it's going to hurt our, if our economy is in a very, very weak, modest recovery now, you talk about a double dip or a stronger recession, that is inviting it.
Without a doubt. My guest is Joel Borshoff, CEO of IMEX. And Joel, what if people want to learn more about you, learn more about IMEX, learn more about currency trading in general, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, they can go to our website. It is www.imexfx.com. They could see our contact information at that point. We'll be very happy to answer any questions that they have and address any concerns. We would, you know, as you very, very nicely pointed out, what we do is we provide interbank pricing for clients, whether they are small, middle, or substantially large clients. We run the gamut from small companies to Fortune 500 companies, and we service them and act as their foreign exchange department, getting them interbank pricing and providing them with up-to-date information, what's impacting the market and thus impacting and influencing their business directions.
A valuable service for small and mid-sized companies that are doing business overseas. Joel, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, it's been my pleasure, and thank you again, and look forward to speaking to you soon.